Now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate Boys soccer team, Coach Lon Boykin. Coach, another thriller, as you probably as you expected, after the last game against East Grand Forks. This time, the good guys won.
Yeah, finally. You know, it was quite a match. And I think we played even better today than we probably did down there. I thought down there we probably spent 75% of the time on our zone and you know, only got one goal. And today I think we must have spent about 90% of the time on our end and peppered a lot of shot. Well, I wouldn't say peppered, but we got a bunch of shots on goal and couldn't get anything to fall till the last 5 minutes.
The first half, as you said, you had a lot of shots. I think you outshot them as far as shots on goal, 8-5, but you had a few more shots than that and really kept them, you were pressuring them the whole first half.
Yeah, we had a lot of shots on goal. Some didn't hit the goal. I don't know why today, but we kept sailing them over. We got a lot of field goals today, but they didn't help us much. And I thought Blake Melsham made probably the save of the year, really, diving after that ball that was headed in there. I'm not even sure if our guy hit it or if it was another guy, but it was just one of those things. It got headed toward the goal, and he ran back and really made a diving play just to sweep it out of the goal.
You were scoreless at halftime, and what was your message to the team at that point?
Well, we'd been out playing them, I thought, and we just wanted to kind of keep persevering and keep, you know, the middle of the field tends to be cramped up a lot, so we've been trying to go down the corner and then try to center it down the middle. And, you know, I told them maybe send a few through balls down the middle and see what happens there. And we did have some opportunities, but just to be patient and keep working hard, keep putting pressure on the ball. I thought we put a lot of good pressure on the ball today and got a lot of steals and kept the ball on our end. And eventually something good had to happen, and it finally did.
The guys just kept pressuring. I heard you tell the team that they're a little lower on numbers, so keep the pressure up in that second half, and that's what you did.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we got a lot of guys that we can throw in there, and they were limited today a little bit. You know, if you watch the game, they kicked a lot of balls out of bounds, and that was what they wanted to do. They wanted to keep it 0-0 and play for overtime and see what happens from there. But we wanted to keep the pressure on, keep moving the ball, and not let them catch their wind.
And on the defensive end, did a really good job of not giving them many good chances.
I would agree. I think our defense played fantastic, and they put a lot of good pressure on the ball. And they didn't have many opportunities. The five, aside from Blake's nice play there on that one in the first half, I don't think they had many good shots at the goal.
The clock is winding down, and it looked like it might be another one of these games. Whoever scores late is probably going to win. And this time, the play started about three quarters of the field away from the goal, and Caden Edwards put a nice kick in play, nice pass to Carter Trudeau, and that really got things going.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, we probably did that 40 times today, and you never know. Sooner or later, it's got to work, and so Caden Edwards did, and Caden's been playing so well this year. Got a nice ball down the field to Carter, and Carter got it centered up to the goal, and Lucas Miller standing right there and kind of chipped it in or poked it in with his foot.
Yeah, and he didn't have to kick it hard. He just placed it perfectly.
Right, and, you know, a lot of people think they have to bury that thing as hard as they can, and all you got to do is put it in past the line. So,
you finished the regular season with a win, and a big win going into the playoffs, which will be a week from today, and you don't know who you play yet, as the seeding probably won't be till Saturday, but still nice to go in with a big win over the Green Wave.
Yeah, it felt good, and I thought going into last week we had four matches, and then this match, I thought maybe we could get 4 out of 5, and we ended up getting 3 out of 5, which was a good way to end the season, I don't really care. It'll probably be one of the Fergus Falls schools. Yeah. We'll have to go play them. We lost to Fergus Falls High School. Really, it was a 1-0 game till toward the end on a PK, and I think they're sitting one, and then the other Fergus school is sitting two, and we seem to struggle a little bit more against them, so we might be better off playing the number one seed. I don't know, but we'll see what happens.
Coach, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Chris. Mm-hmm.